From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 2nd, 2026. It may not feel like we're approaching the height of summer this week, but by next week, temperatures in Las Vegas should once again be well into the triple digits. That's one reason why Nevada's two most populous communities are working to follow a new state law requiring them to add heat mitigation plans to their master plans. Assembly Bill 96, signed by Governor Joe Lombardo last year, requires that all local governments serving more than 100,000 residents incorporate provisions detailing how they will bolster access to public cooling stations and drinking water, implement so-called cool building practices that make development more efficient, and create shade over paved surfaces. All of it is aimed at saving lives. According to the Clark County Coroner's Office, more than 800 people died because of heat in 2024 and 2025. But are the changes enough to help? Hear the full story by KNPR's Paul Boger at knpr.org. The Department of Justice's National Fraud Enforcement Division has issued new indictments against at least four Las Vegans. The charges were brought as part of the department's West Coast Healthcare Fraud Strike Force, according to an agency press release. The DOJ says the effort is part of a multi-billion dollar Medicare and Medicaid fraud investigation. To that end, the department has also seized millions of dollars in assets from local defendants, including a nearly $600,000 Ferrari and an $865,000 necklace from a Las Vegas-based wound care nurse. Overall, the DOJ has charged eight individual Nevadans and two Nevadan companies. Following the deaths of three wildland firefighters near the Utah-Colorado border last weekend, a top federal fire official has expressed concerns about fireworks ahead of Independence Day. U.S. Wildland Fire Service Chief Brian Fennessy said in a press conference, "There is enough trouble with the natural-caused fires, and human-caused fires need to be minimized or eliminated. The 4th of July is statistically the top day each year for wildfire starts. A combination of seasonal weather conditions and human use of fireworks are behind them." Las Vegas permits so-called safe and sane fireworks, items that don't fly into the air, and officials are asking residents to buy local to stay legal. They say these items help reduce the risk of accidental fires compared to airborne devices. Rick Rozier, fire marshal with the City of Las Vegas Fire Department, told KNPR's State of Nevada that residents should have a bucket of water available in case of a fireworks emergency. Both Utah and Colorado have declared firework bans. The Pac-12's men's and women's basketball tournaments are returning to the Valley. They're scheduled to be held at MGM Grand Garden Arena in March of 2027, for the first time since 2016, according to a post from Pac-12's Instagram. The college tournament is known as the Conference of Champions. It was in Las Vegas from 2013 to 2024, before mostly disbanding because 10 teams departed to play in other conferences. Returning to Las Vegas also means a relaunch of the competition. Seven new teams joined the conference on July 1st, bringing the Pac-12 to 9 full-time team members. In 2002, nearly 1.6 billion movie theater tickets were sold. In 2024, that number dropped to 823 million, a nearly 50% decrease. The biggest culprit? Streaming services, like Netflix and Hulu. Now, downtown Las Vegas indie theater, The Beverly, is fighting back against those streamers. On June 1st, the venue launched a promotion, which goes until September 1st, called Stream Strike. It offers people who cancel or pause one or more approved streaming services free movie tickets in return. The promotion started when Beverly Chief Experience Officer Kip Kelly became frustrated with developments involving one of his subscriptions. That frustration led to him canceling a number of his streaming services and instead spending time watching movies at the theater he runs. And then the idea hit him. "What if everyone else had that excuse to take a pause from their streaming subscriptions," Kelly said. "And if they're looking for a reason, maybe we can give them one." The math is simple. If you visit the Beverly box office and bring proof of your, say, paused Netflix, which is $20 ad-free, and your canceled Disney Plus, which is $19 with no ads, you'll get 39 free movie tickets. That's one ticket per dollar per monthly charge. See the full story by KNPR's Mike Pravat at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.